Each year, the Mint Gallery in Atlanta hosts a postcard pinup show. The rest of the year, the nearly decade-old gallery hosts carefully curated exhibitions, group shows, and runs various programs for developing artists. But for this one night only, anyone can come and hang art on the wall. The show took place this past Saturday, and WABE's Mike Johns was there and brought us this.
The Mint Gallery is down a long hallway tucked next to the Youngblood Shop on North Highland. That's where I found Erica Jameson,
founder and executive director of Mint,
and Candace Greathouse,
gallery and creative director of Mint,
running around making last-minute preparations for the show. And even though the art hanging up is small, there's a lot of it.
We probably have 70 artists,
many of whom contributed three or four pieces to this one-night-only exhibition. So what's going on here?
So tonight is our ninth annual postcard pinup show. It is an exhibit that's open to all artists, so it's non-curated. Anybody can come and pin their work up.
That's right. Anyone. This deviates slightly from the traditional gallery show in that it eschews things like proposals and studio visits and selecting work and months of planning. None of that stuff Mint normally does for their exhibitions. It's not complete anarchy, though. There are some limitations, Erica explains.
We give people instructions. They have to be 5x7 or smaller.
Yeah, and they do a lot with this kind of postcard definition, even though size-wise they're limited. We've got photographic works. We've got, you know, tiny canvases. We actually have a vibrating kind of light piece.
That vibrating piece, titled simply Number 2 by Dana Hogard, looks like a box with a mirror set in its front, but flip a switch on the bottom and it vibrates, making your reflection all blurry. And although this is a piece of moving sculpture, it qualifies for the show because it's the right size and it can be hung on the wall with a pushpin. So, I mean, this is a cute idea, right? Tiny art, anyone can bring stuff. But the postcard pinup show is how the Mint Gallery got started.
This was actually the very first exhibit that we hosted.
In 2005, Jameson was working at a video production studio in the old Fourth Ward.
My boss said we could take over his studio for the night. So we did. We had no idea what we were doing.
And that's where the parameters for the show come from.
We're not curators.
So anyone can bring art.
And we want to accommodate as many people as possible. How can we do that? But it was such a huge hit. We probably had 50 artists show up and pin their work. Probably 200 or 300 people come to the exhibit. I think that was sort of the catalyst to see that I wanted to do Mint long term.
As this has grown, as you've kept doing it, as opposed to it being a postcard show out of necessity, why is it still a postcard show?
I think that like the nature of a December show, you know, holidays, gift purchasing, it's not a kind of overthought. It's the one time of year where anyone can submit anything to Mint, and that kind of maintains our accessibility.
What I love about it is not only are we supporting emerging artists, but we've really started to support emerging patrons. And this work is all at a very affordable price point. So it's anybody can afford to purchase a piece.
How affordable? Well, the smallest piece on display, a postage stamp-sized work, was listed for $5. More elaborate pieces were around $100, but most of the work was going for right around $20. As Mint's emerging patrons browsed the gallery, some of the artists mingled with them. This is Nadia Marie. She's participated in the show for a few years now.
The first year, my piece was sold before the show opened, and I was very shocked. It was very exciting, and that's why I think it's great for new artists to kind of do this, and it definitely boosted my confidence and made me realize that I can sell work, and, you know, it's fun, and it's fun to be out there.
Apart from newcomers to the scene, Candace and Erica name-check a few established Atlanta artists who have submitted work.
Allison Rentz here, Mike German, Nick Madden.
Jane Garver. Ashley Anderson is definitely one that comes to mind. I've seen him just really grow as an artist. I mean, his work has just gotten better and better. I know that he had a few pieces purchased by the High recently.
And in Atlanta, getting your work into the High Museum of Art is about as established as you can get. And Anderson was there checking out the work alongside everyone else.
Some of my most successful postcards have also been some of my most successful images.
What keeps you coming back to the postcard pinup show?
The experimentation, the fun. Also, Mint's kind of my artistic home because they're the first gallery I ever participated in after moving to Atlanta. So I have like a really just strong connection and history with them.
For many artists, that connection starts with the postcard show. So this one simple idea that birthed a gallery by opening the doors to everyone, That's how Mint, in a way, gets reborn every year. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.